Welcome to One and All, to Hospital Podcast number 304, presented by yours truly, London Electricity.
There is nothing that I'm holding back from you. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid no more. Every breath I take seems easier than before. I just want more, I just want more. Suddenly I feel alive. No more dreaming, no more dreaming, I'm alive. I can feel you calling me up. We need to be alone together, together. You're all. I can breathe now, I can breathe now, I'm alive. You're all I need. I can breathe now, I can breathe now, I'm alive. You're oxygen. I can breathe now, I can breathe now, I'm alive. You're all.
We are kicking off with the title track of the new album by Fred V and Graphics. It's out right now and it is absolutely smashing it. Congratulations to Fred and Josh. And I want to give thanks to Chris Goss for standing in for me on the podcast while I was away in Australia and New Zealand. Lots of stories to tell from that tour.
Oxygen. I can breathe now, I can breathe now, I'm alive. You're all I need. I can breathe now, I can breathe now.
If you haven't checked out Oxygen, check it out. Second albums are supposed to be the most difficult albums to make. And Fred and Josh have totally disproved that theory. It's a brilliant piece of work. I've just realised I can't really tell you any of the things that went on in Australia because I'll get the other DJs I was with in trouble. I could tell you a bit later. Anyway, it's great to be back. I can't believe it's about a month since I presented a podcast. When you're here in the studio, it feels like it was a few days ago. It's strange. It's like time stands still here. On the subject of which, I'm going to play you a track called Backcountry by Conduct, and it goes like this. It's coming out very soon on Blue Mar 10 Music. Thank you. do you love Spaghetti Step? And there's a Conduct album coming. I know, because I've seen the CD on Chris Blue Martin's desk upstairs, even though he hasn't given me a copy. Fairly typical. Instead of starting with loads of information about new releases and gigs and things, I'm going to start with some shouts, because I've missed you lot. I really have. So here we go. Hello. I've noticed something in many, many D&B tracks over the last few years. It's a tiny sample of a voice doing a shout, yell, laugh or something. But it's been hard to isolate until podcast 302 opened with the Hugh Hardy track, and I was able to record it. Is this an industry in-joke? Like the villain's scream is to movies. I'm just curious. Oh, you mean that? Ooh! Yeah! It's usually by James Brown, and it's usually part of a breakbeat, like the Think breakbeat, or something like that. So it's in there with the drums, and it has become a trademark of drum and bass. Is James Brown going to sue everybody in drum and bass? That's a very good question. Oh, and that's from someone called Bryce. He goes, P.S. Chris Goss, I always enjoy your podcasts. Don't feel in the shadow of Tony too much. Bryce, shut it. Philip says, I'd like to give a shout out to my friend, junior junglist Jeff Blue, holding it down for the Murray Yard Massive. Murray is the rail yard that we work at, and the Massive is simple. It's just he and I. But nonetheless, I'd like to think I can take credit for turning him onto the podcast and drum and bass in general. What's left to say but keep up the good work? We're trying to hold it down in the Midwest of the United States. Much love and respect, Philip. Thank you, Philip. So yes, this track, Backcountry, that we're listening to right now, it could be quite timely and political, because given the result of the Brexit vote on Friday, which I still can't believe, I kind of have this future vision, a post-apocalyptic vision of what used to be the United Kingdom, of being a kind of totally deserted country, simply inhabited by spiders and bats and cockroaches and Nigel Farage. And that is all I'm going to say about Brexit. Basically, because no one knows what's going to happen for the next 2 years, and it's going to be chaos. But drum and bass will save us all. Let's listen to some brand new music by DLR. The appropriately named Standing in the Dark. Another post-Brexit classic. Listen. Drum and bass lovers, junglists, podcast listeners, you do not have to agree with my politics, okay? I certainly don't have to agree with yours. But we can agree on the music that we love. Music's real. Politics is just a concept. Although I must admit, I did have quite a lot of fun banning loads of people off my Facebook page who were obviously very right-wing and were revelling in the chaos that had been caused by the vote on Friday. Anyway, that's all done now. Let's move on. Massive shout out to DLR, who probably quite sensibly lives in Switzerland. I don't know why that's sensible. Feels like it probably is. DLR, maybe you could let me know, how can I get my family a visa to go and live in Switzerland? Nick Green writes in and says, Tony, I've been a big fan since Pull the Plug. I was chatting with my 15-year-old son the other day and he suggested that I listen to the Hospital podcast. I'm very proud of him. I suggest that episode 303 be an acid-related podcast. Cheers, Nick. Well, 303 happened while I was away, so being as how it was presented by Chris Goss, it probably wasn't an acid-related podcast. Don't think Chris has ever taken acid. So yes, we had a little 2-week adventure around Australia and New Zealand. All the gigs were brilliant. Got to give a shout out to everybody. Everybody from Adelaide. Everybody from Sydney. Actually, we broke the drum and bass record in Sydney. We put on the biggest event ever in D&B in Sydney. Very proud of that one. Everyone in Perth. Everyone in Melbourne. Queenstown was absolutely off the hook, and we have 3 days off there. Did some amazing things like zip boating, dry luging, all sorts of things. I know that sounds a bit painful. Lots of fun had by all. We had a great team, great tour team. It's very important when you're on tour that you have a tour squad you can have a lot of fun with. And it consisted of our MC, Phil Favour, who was a bit like our scoutmaster. He kind of like always rallied the troops together and always made things happen. Big up to you, Phil. We had Mark Maddock, brilliant tour companion, loads of fun, great mini golfer. Actually, he thrashed us at mini golf. And he can add up all of the scores in his head as he goes along. Quite impressive. Danny Bird on the Australian leg. Absolutely smashed it. Brilliant to have with us. And finally, last but not least, Woody Etherwood. I can't go into any details, but he has become the new logistics. And if you listen back to past podcasts, you'll know what I mean. A man who spends a lot of money on tour. It was a lot of fun. Massive shout out to everyone in Christchurch as well. And obviously Auckland. Right, we are releasing a new future sound of, and it is the future sound of Holland. And from that piece of vinyl, orange coloured, also obviously on MP3, it's an EP, 6 tracks. This is by Arch Origin and it's called Obsolete. We'll be right back. Yep, shout to Chris Goss. Do not stand in my shadow. Stand in your own shadow. Oh, Bryce has written in again and said, "Hi Tony, I'd like to give a shout out to yourself, Etherwood and Maddock for simply coming to New Zealand." Oh, that was easy. We just went there. Bryce goes on, "I'm a Kiwi who lived in London for 7 years and loved every minute of all the gigs I went to with my DMB crew, Laura and Tom. But last year, my sister was diagnosed with terminal cancer. I'm really, really sorry, Bryce. And I had to say goodbye to my UK life and friends very quickly and come back to New Zealand. Unlike many of your shouters, drum and bass didn't help me through the difficult time. I just couldn't focus on it. But in the months since my sister passed away, I've been listening and buying albums with a vengeance and embracing the good things in life for every opportunity. Great music being one of them. So when I heard that you were coming to Auckland, I wasted no time in getting a ticket. And luckily, an old friend here is coming, so I won't be dancing alone. Anyway, I'll see you there. I'll be the guy in his 40s wearing the very worn-out old H T-shirt. Bryce, I remember you, mate. We had a big hug. You smashed it by coming. You smashed it by overcoming your grieving. And what can I say? I wish you were here right now and we could have another big man hug. So on topic, the Future Sound of Holland EP. It's out on the 8th of July. It features NCT, Proxima, Tea and Sugar, Possage, Arch Origin, and Tom Middleton remixed by Vandura. 6 tracks on digital and CD. No, not CD. Vinyl 12-inch. And at the moment, the Instant Grat, which is the first tune, available from today, Friday, is NCT Closure featuring Anna Eva. The Future Sound of series continues unbounded. Who's going to be next? Okay, time for some remix pressure from one of our favourite St. Petersburgians, Alex Bopp. This is a track by one of his friends, New Age. It's called Overseas. And it's coming out on the Translation label. I miss St. Petersburg. I want to go back. It's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Mind you, now that the pound has crashed, maybe the ruble will get stronger and someone will put me to go and play there. There might be a silver lining. being a little bit selfish there, wasn't I? From Marcus Sutton, who says, "Hi Tony, I absolutely loved your gig at Metro City in Perth in Western Australia. It was my first ever drum and bass only gig after being primarily a Breaks fan until a few years ago. I'd seen a few D&B artists over the years and I did like drum and bass, I just never loved it. Well, I've been listening to your podcast for a couple of years now and I finally got to see you live. Such wow. Was somewhat disappointed not to get to meet you. Can I ask please, where can one obtain the remixes Etherwood was playing of his own tunes? They were amazing. People in the crowd had tears in their eyes when he finished. Simply beautiful. Also, shout out to my awesome mate Vaughan on his birthday, which we celebrated in style at your gig. Much love, Marcus." Well, you're going to have to talk to Woody himself about his own specials, because this is what we do. We have our own specials of our own tunes that only we play. So you'll have to talk to him about those. But yeah, they are rather good, aren't they? From St. Petersburg, we take a little flight to Kiev in the Ukraine. From their brand new album, this is The Arised. This is Spring.
Whisper low, scream it soft, let me hear you whisper one more time. Mountains cold, heroes fold, the skies open the night time. Hey. If you promise the moon, I will never see the sun in the late night. This one secret in me, spring is coming into my life.
The Arised are an absolutely incredible, outstanding live act, and they are constantly videoing live performances of themselves in the Ukraine.
At the drop of a head, I'm awake and you stay by my side.
Check out The Evolution.
If you promise the moon, I will never see the sun in the late night.
go to the Med School Music YouTube channel.
One secret in me, spring is coming into my life.
Your best opportunity, if you live in the UK, of catching the Arised live, your only opportunity this year, will be to see their debut live show at Hospitality in the Park on the 24th of September in Finsbury Park, London. They'll be playing in the Med School stage. Out right now is the debut EP by Hugh Hardy. It's called City Soul. Now, if you go to the Hospital Records YouTube channel, you'll find a three-part documentary on Hugh Hardy that features a lot of extremely good skateboarding by the man himself. Feedback we've had on this release has been quite extraordinary. So many people have said this is one of the best releases in years on Hospital. The title track, City Soul. Facebook message in from Josh Sharp, who says, "Hi Tony, I really enjoyed the show last night. It was great getting a picture with you this time as well. I've been a long-serving Hospital and Hospitality fan since I was 14 years old, and myself and my best friend have always had a pipe dream of running our own label. I find what you have achieved with the Hospital team so inspiring, and last night cemented in me that music and drumming are my passions. How did you muster the courage to drop your 9-to-5 job and start building something that you truly love? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. I believe life is only worth living if you earn a living from something you care about. Ever since I was young, I've been too scared to do what I wanted for fear of ridicule, but I feel a big change needs to happen. If you could offer me any words of wisdom, it would make my day." Well, it's actually very, very simple. You have to be so desperate and hungry to do it that you leave yourself no choice. And then you jump off a massive cliff and hope there's going to be deep water at the bottom of it. Luckily, in my case, there was. Justin Eaton writes in and says, Dear Tony, my brother and I have been listening to your podcast for a number of years now, as far back as podcast 200. We are really grateful to have you and the hospital family to help us get through the hard times. I was wondering if myself or Brandon, my brother, could get a shout out, of course. My birthday's on the 14th of June, sorry we missed it, and I'll be 21, congratulations. We will be 21 next year. I'm super excited. I hope to hear a good response or shout. Have a great day and good sharing great music. Okay, yeah. Big love to Hugh Hardy. Thanks for coming down and being a guest on the last podcast. And looking forward to hearing your next DJ set. Such a lovely guy. Right. Time for some new music from Whiny. This is brand new. This is called They Will Come, featuring Ed Tullett. And it's from The Hospital Goes to Let It Roll EP. So please allow me, Tony Coleman, London Electricity, to bring you, the listener, some news. As I said, on the 8th of July, we are releasing the Future Sound of Holland EP. Holland is part of the EU. And we love the EU. On the 29th of July, we'll be bringing the debut album by Krakota out. It's called Strange System, which is exactly what we have now. And we're going to be launching Krakota's Strange System album in his hometown of Bournemouth on Friday the 22nd of July at the Eden Bar. The gig will feature Krakota himself, New Logic, London Electricity, and Whitey, not to be confused with Whiny, although maybe it's Whiny in a mask or under a sheet, I'm not sure. Tickets are on sale now. The Eden Bar in Norwich, Friday 22nd of July. It's going to be a very intimate affair. Come and listen to the Krakota album in full. And he won't leave me with anything else to play, so I'll have to find something else to play, because I'm playing all his music at the moment. Actually, I might be able to play the Urban Dawn album. the Metric album. Or maybe the Med School Scans version of Are We There Yet by London Electricity. Lots to choose from. Now, this track, what is coming in right now, is on one of my top five labels from around the world, actually, Cosmos Music. It's by Dynamic Stab, and it's called La Silla Observatory. I love that title. Shout to Andy, Electro Soul System, and Roman, who run this label so well. Vinyl EP, this is Light It Up.
Remember all those things.
right, it's time for something else from the future sound of Holland. Now, this is rather special. This is a track originally made by the legend himself, Tom Middleton. The track's called Without You. And it's remixed by Vandera from Holland. And it is gorgeous. Check it out. Absolutely love this track. So let's have some event information, shall we? So we're doing our big festival-y thing, Hospitality in the Park, in Finsbury Park on the 24th of September. I've been banging on about it. We have now sold 70%, well, more than 70% of the tickets. Second release tickets are running out. So if you want to come to what is going to be the UK's largest ever drum and bass outdoor event, get your tickets quickly. The lineup at the moment, and it is developing on the hospitality stage, High Contrast, the London Electricity Big Band, featuring a 12-piece horn section, Leanne Carroll, Ema Dineen, Dynamite MC, Steve Pycroft, who runs Riot Jazz. That, I'm terrified. I've got to learn to play the bass for it. Metric, Fred Ring Graphics, Spy, Danny Bird, Etherwood, Maddock, Gentleman's Dub Club Live, Critical Sound System featuring Kazra, Mephius and Emperor, 1991 from MTA, and an as yet unnamed special guest. It'll be hosted by Dynamite, SBMC, Loki, Favour, Motor and Linguistics. That's one stage. After the drop, I'll try and get through all the other ones. Okay, Dub Physics and Strategy's Well Good Do stage features Dub Physics and Strategy, Caliber, DJ Marky, DEE, Levels, The Mouse Outfit Live, DRS Live, Jenna and the G's live. Randall back-to-back Uncle Doug's featuring General Levi. Chimpo, Youngster, Children of Zeus. Strategy DJ set hosted by T-Man Spark, Skittles, Truthos Mufasa, Chunky Black Josh, Dr. Syntax 00, Tyler Daily Yes, Connie Con, Toast and Fox. Soul in Motion meets Med School Stage will feature special guests to be announced, but including LTJ Bookham, Newtone Back-to-Back Logistics, Spectrasol Back-to-Back LSB, Bailey, Need for Mirrors, Kino, Anile, The Arise Live, and Frederick Robinson Live, The Rampage Stage. Okay, Kellex and TB Dimension, Funcase, B2B, Cookie Monster, Modestep, Murdoch, Radar Records, Sound System, James Marvel and Doctrine, Rockwell, Back-to-Back, Rene Levis, State of Mind, Back-to-Back, Special Guest, TC featuring Jakes, The Prototypes, The Upbeats, hosted by Cherno, Logan D, Dominator, Jenna G, Crafty MC, LX1, Motor, Youth Star, The Doctor's Orders, Food Tent, will feature the amazing Tim Westwood, yes, Tim Westwood, Mr. Thing, Spin Doctor, Mo Fingers, Russ Ryan, Chris Goss, Chris with the Shadow, Goss, Dom Savini, CWD, Pete Isaac, hosted by MC Prankster. For all details, go to hospitalityinthepark.london. Are we excited about it? Yes. Are we slightly scared? Yes. Is it going to be absolutely incredible? Well, there's more than 7,000 of you coming, so yes. Already, it's going to be brilliant. Let's move on to another track from Fred Reingraphics' second album. This is called Together We Are Lost. Featuring Tone, not me, and Franco Fraze.
My postman hates me cause I still ain't fixed my letterbox. Life's the kind of ride but there ain't no getting off. Told to hold my head and never let it drop. And don't watch when it was you said you was better off. Steady climbing till we find the peak. Tongue tied but I try and speak. Learned it's easier to be proud of any minor feat. Cause for small victories it's been a busy kind of week. Can't make a meal of it, can't even make a meal. Frustrated, that's just how waiting feels. Routine round again just to pay the bills. Routine round again just to pay the bills. Tried to call but I got the answer phone. Suited out my nut, I need to leave the plants alone. No charity, cause charity it starts at home.
So where do we go now? I need a place to breathe. I don't know how we could stay now, we're free. Watch it falling down, colors fading around me. I won't ever feel the same way. Together we're lost.
Struggle keeping up when all life ever really does is beat you up. We see what's up but still we don't know what we need to trust. They choose what works for them and don't watch what it means to us. The heart used to be here before but now it's not alive. The bar's haunted by talk of old times and proper fights. Told him I wasn't drinking cause I got a drive and left the pub feeling proud of everyone I've got on sight. I fell before but falling further now. Hit the wall but no one really heard the sound. We've all got our problems but the world it keeps on turning round. I'll graft the game just to earn a pound. It's the same motto, same motive since when we begun. You need to seize the moment when you see it come. Trouble is where do you go and there's no direction left when you need to run.
So where do we go now? I need a place to breathe. I don't know how we could stay. We're free.
songwriting at its finest.
Together with us.
Now, news in from the hospital shop, we have high fidelity earplugs version 2 on the hospital web shop, along with all of our music and all of our extensive range of merchandise. Just go to hospitalrecords.com/shop. And remember, the pound has plummeted against other currencies. So it's quite a good time to go shopping at the moment on the hospital shop. Okay, this is rather special. This is by Lakeway. It's on another of my favourite labels, Different. It's called Take Me. Going to be a big tune. Locked to the hospital podcast. We'll be right back. Okay, I'll tell you what's happening tomorrow then, shall I? Well, it's the Hospitality Bristol Barbecue, drum and bass and barbecue, outside of Motion. In the Motion front courtyard will be Camo and Crooked, Fedrian Graphics presenting Oxygen, their brand new album, DJ Hazard, London Electricity, Spy, New Tone, Youngster, who'll be playing a history set, Dynamite's Disco, J-Drop, back-to-back, TS2W. In the Crane Yard will be Toddler T and DRS, Spy, back-to-back, New Tone, doing a jungle set, Chimpo, Killjoy, back-to-back, Deadbeat UK, Smith and Mighty, Boycott, Fireman Sam. Final release tickets are available now. I have a feeling there's only a couple of hundred left. And for your diaries, other hospitalities coming up. On the 8th of July, it's Balaton Sound in Hungary. 22nd of July, Hospitality Bournemouth, the Krakota album launch. 28th of July, Let It Roll. 29th of July, Stand and Calling. 30th of July, Made Birmingham. 31st of July, Kendall Calling. 13th of August, Hospitality Poland in Warsaw. 19th of August, The Frequency Festival. The 20th of August, Hospitality Berlin. 3rd of September, Outlook Festival Croatia. 11th of September, Lockdown Festival Exeter. And also the 11th of September, Bestival, the Big Top Stage. Med School has its own set of events. Let It Roll, 29th of July, of course. Etherwood Kino, Bop and Isle Winey, MC Favour. Fort Arena 1 at Outlook Festival, Pula, Croatia, 4th of September. With Etherwood Kino, Anil, Blue Marten, Royalston, Electra, Soul System, Bop, Mullet, Inja and Ruthless. Fred Ving Graphics. This is amazing. Check it out. I'm nearly there by Fredbean Graphics. And the tune coming in is Iridium Flares by Corson on Bop's very own Microfunk label. And the Microfunk t-shirt is probably the coolest t-shirt I own at the moment. I absolutely love it. You can buy it from their very own Bandcamp. That's what I did. I've got to say massive, massive thanks to Vix for having us down last night in Camden Town. Quite amazing. It was me and Chris Goss doing one of a series of talks called Game Changers. And because we've been going for 20 years, and because Vix very kindly thinks that we have actually changed the game, we were there. And it was at the Interchange Triangle, which is an amazing space. It's three floors up in Camden Market. You've got a 360 degree view of London all around you. It's lovely out there. Would be a rather grand place to do an actual gig, Vix. Anyway, footage will be up of a 2 hour long interview. Oh, me and Chris. Can you imagine how boring that must be? God. I think some people found it interesting, though. People who were there did seem to find it interesting. Only a few were yawning. We were interviewed by Howard Gray, who used to be my agent when he used to be an agent at Primary Talent. He's now given up that business. He's working in much more kind of cerebral areas these days. But he hasn't changed. It was great to see you, Howard. Right, I'm going to bring you a track from the forthcoming Krakota album. This is one of a collection of amazing tracks. It's his debut album on Hospital. He's been working on the album for 2 years. This is called Colour the Past. Krakota album, Strange System, 29th of July. Available on all formats. The physical formats will of course be signed by Krakota himself. It's available for pre-order right now. And you can buy this track on iTunes and Amazon as well, right now. Okay, so it's the end of the podcast. It's been great to be back. I have missed doing this over the last month very, very much. I'm going to give you a little tease now. There is an album coming up on Med School, and it's called The Med School Scans. And it's The Med School Scans of Are We There Yet by London Electricity, which means that every track from the original album that was released last year has been remixed by a Med School artist. And I actually originally wanted Are We There Yet to come out on Med School anyway, just because I thought it'd be fun. But this is the best way to do it. So the process of the remixes being done was quite extraordinary. They came in so quickly. I'm going to give you a little tease now. This is the Frederick Robinson remix of 7 Days to Live by London Electricity featuring Ema Dineen.
Don't turn your head, 'cause it's gained on us again. Tight throat, high chest, just keep running to the cliff edge. Stand and digest, 'cause it's breathing down our necks. Cold sweat, fast breath, just keep running to the cliff edge.
And that, my lovelies, is all you're going to get. But I'm going to start next week's podcast with this track so you can hear it all in its glory. One love. The world needs so much love at the moment. I'm doing my best here. You do your best, and hopefully we'll get through this. I'm out of here. I'm London Electricity.